hell is not forever. Hell will be cast into the lake of fire.
Hey everybody, Pastor Stephen Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. So the latest stupid teaching to come from Joe Major is that now he's teaching that the lake of fire is not hell, and that we have to stop calling the lake of fire hell. And he said that we have to change our soul winning, that when we go out soul winning, you know, we should not refer to the lake of fire as hell.
And look, you don't have to change much in your soul winning plans. You don't have to change any of the scriptures. You can still use all the same scriptures, but we don't need to be telling people that Revelation 21:8 is hell. Revelation 21:8 is not hell. Revelation 21:8 is a lake of fire. Read the verse. The Bible says, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone," which is what? The second death.
Okay, well, let's see what the Bible says, okay? So Matthew 5:29 says, "And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell." Now, think about this, my friend. Hell at this time is located in the lower parts of the earth, in the center of the earth. But does anybody's body go there? No. When an unsaved person dies, their soul goes to hell. Their body stays right here on this earth where we can see it. But someday there's going to be a resurrection of damnation where unsaved people will be cast into hell, both soul and body. Okay. And the Bible says in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Now, where is God going to cast the bodies of the unsaved? Where is God going to destroy both soul and body in hell? Well, guess what? That's the lake of fire. That's the lake of fire. That's the second death. Because at that great white throne of judgment, the dead are going to be resurrected from hell, and they're going to stand before God, and they're going to be cast into the lake of fire. And that is the first time their body is going to be cast into hell. So therefore, Matthew 5:29 and Matthew 5:30 and Matthew 10:28 and Matthew 18:9 and Mark 9:43 and Mark 9:45 and Mark 9:47 and Luke 12:5 are all calling the lake of fire hell. So here's a big list of verses. I mean, listen, "If thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell." But I guess according to Joe Major, this is incorrect, because the Bible is calling the lake of fire hell here. That's because the word hell in the Bible refers to both the current location of hell, which is in the center of the earth, and the future location of hell, which is in the lake of fire. You see, when the Bible says that death and hell are cast into the lake of fire, this is the second death, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. That's not hell being destroyed or ceasing to exist. That is hell being relocated to the lake of fire. And that's why it's perfectly correct for the Bible to refer to both the current location of hell and the lake of fire as hell. That word hell is used in the King James Version to apply to both. Okay, so Joe Major is 100% wrong. And what he's teaching is dangerous, because he's opening the door to a Seventh-day Adventist type view or annihilationism view by making these dumb statements that, well, hell isn't forever.
Hell is not forever. Hell will be cast into the lake of fire.
Hell's not eternal, you know. That's the lake of fire. That's different. That's separate. Don't call the lake of fire hell.
Or Revelation 21:8 is where we are punished in the lake of fire for our sins. Now look, I don't know about you, but that's pretty powerful. You know why that's powerful? Because that lake of fire, that's forever. That's eternity. Look, hell, people get out of hell. Hell does not last forever. Death and hell are cast into the lake of fire. Take your Bibles there with just a couple more scriptures this morning. Go to Hebrews chapter number 13.
He probably doesn't realize the repercussions of teaching something so stupid, but the repercussions are there. Theologically, it'll lead you down a dark path. And frankly, it's just wrong. I just proved it wrong. directly from the Bible. Okay. But this is just one thing in a series of dumb things that are coming from Joe Major and Manly Perry, because they are, no pun intended, hell bent on just being different from us. You know, they used our church and our friends and our platform to gain a following. Now they're just trying to distance themselves from us so much that by constantly trying to preach against all the things that we've stood for and believed, they end up preaching heresy by accident. So they preach these dumb things like, hell isn't forever. Hell isn't eternal. And then Manly Perry teaching that Judas Iscariot got more people saved than any disciple.
Because I believe I could prove to you that there's false prophets out there that have converts. Judas being one of them. I believe Judas had more converts than any of the other disciples. And that's the reason why they suspected themselves would be the ones that betrayed Jesus before Judas. That's what I personally believe. I can't prove that. It's just my personal opinion.
I mean, what kind of a crazy teaching is this to teach that Judas Iscariot got the most people saved? And guess what? Joe Major shared his letter where he's defending himself and saying, yeah, Judas did do a lot of soul winning. Judas won a bunch of people to Christ. He is the best soul winner. And then Joe Major's backing him up on that, sharing that document. Also, you know, defending him when he said that only the human part of Jesus died for us and that God can't die on the cross and that his body is the human part, his soul is the God part. But yet you don't see Joe Major calling out that damnable heresy, you know, which attacks the virgin birth, attacks the deity of Christ. No, Joe Major's defending Manly Perry. He's posting his document, defending these wicked heresies. And he's just teaching this other weird thing about how hell's not eternal. You know, why do they have so many weird teachings on hell anyway? I mean, you got Manly Perry saying no one burns in hell. No one roasts in hell. And now you got Joe Major saying hell isn't forever. You know, and obviously I get what he means by that, because he's saying, well, no, that, you know, you burn forever in the lake of fire, not in hell. Except you're wrong about that, because hell is the lake of fire and the lake of fire is hell, because the English word hell is used to apply to both.
I said, you're my friend. Pastor Stephen Anderson's my friend. I said, you're my pastor. I love you. I want you to be a part of this. Pastor Anderson's my friend. He's a valuable resource. He's a valuable asset. I want to use him to help us kickstart our church and rally some like-minded believers in the area. I just want you to know that up front. You're my pastor. I love you, but he's my friend. I love you, and I want to use him. I love you, and I want to use him. I love you, and I want to use him.